Then why not? Yeah, sure. I've got no great ambition to be on television.
You actually seemed a bit uneasy. Because I couldn't care less,
to tell the truth. And I know that seems, he would say that, but I don't believe I'm alone in that, even shows that have been successful. That's not what I do. I mean, this is purely a means to fund a life. You know, I've got an agreeable old house up in Blackheath and everything else, and that's what I do. The one thing I've worked, since I've been working with Chris Evans, is that you can actually, if you've got half a mind to it and want to sacrifice, you know, pretty much a soul, you know, you're the other side of your life, walk in and get your own team and say, this is how this show is going to be done. I'm never like that. I never am like that. I mean, I'm not clubbable as far as work colleagues go, but I do live a pretty lush old life, and I'm not going to start slowing it down to turn up at work more. And that is the great fault of a load of those programs. I was coming in on one wing, you know, Dan, please give us your complete attention. Come to rehearsals. Please write something before 2 hours before we go on the air. But I can't. When I write for other people, I do. I mean, I'll be very diligent. If I write for Angus Deaton, Jonathan, Chris, I'll write a script. For myself, nah. This is not what I do. You know, I don't know what I do, but it's not this.
At the risk of sounding like a terribly pompous Radio 4 presenter, mm-hmm. that's a bit irresponsible, isn't it? I mean,
but it depends whether you price your... I don't see a career. I don't look at it and think...
No, but you're inviting millions of people to sit down and watch...
Yeah, I know, but I've got such a disrespect in the television. I think it's fatally flawed in the first place, some of the things...
But why did you want to appear on it?
Because they've given me huge amounts of money. I made huge amounts of money. I think I was getting $250,000 to make something, you know, I'm going to save the nation. I'm going to be the respected broadcaster who, when he's gone, said, I'll tell you who was pretty good. I may have irritated and gotten everyone's nerves, but I'm never going to... It doesn't bother me. It really did not bother me. I was getting a huge amount of money. Why would I have advertised Daz and Mars if I was looking to become Clive James? I'll be Clive James in real life, thanks, not on screen. I don't care. You know, that's it. I'd far rather be entertaining, really, than some old bore who hangs around green rooms all the time and worries about his career.
This isn't the language of a bitter man, is it? You know, who's tried it...
It would be were I still knocking on television's door and saying, and believe me, I'm here today with you, but I hope this is the kind of program I'd like to do when you're doing radio and you can talk and you're not going to be edited up. But I suspect if I wanted to, I could get a job at, Granada Plus or somewhere, or be on telly. You can't...
After what you've said today,
exactly. No, it's not bitter. See, the thing is, this is to suggest that everything was catastrophe and ashes. No. I mean, win, lose, or draw, I left out of the four series. It was only a morning game show. It was pretty good working. It was pretty good. Some of the talk shows were actually all right. There's some bits of those that worked, and it makes it, you know, what might have been. But it depends whether you, say, your empire building. I think television is a pretty nitwitty thing to do. I think it's like a Deutschmark after the First World War. You don't have to think what you do is great art or even good.
No, not great art, but it shows a bit of contempt for the audience.
You keep coming back to that. I don't think of an audience at all.